Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
Every living thing, 2 of every sort shall be brought into the ark, male and female.
4.
Save them from the coming
3.
Armageddon. All the wild
2.
Beasts shall be in your keeping.
1.
2 of every species from the beginning of time.
have asked me to be.
Yeah.
Jesus. When the people you started the race with stop because it's too tough, lift your head above the cloud. See a light breaking through the clouds. Jesus is not far away from your tossed sheep. He never waits until you sink before he arrives, so your boat may shake, your boat may almost sink, but faithful is he that called. He will keep it. Everybody say hallelujah. The sheep will not sink because the master is going to appear. Maybe it's your marriage sheep being tossed right now. Maybe it's your financial sheep that is at mercy. But God has told me to tell you, because I'm on the mountain, and because I sent you. How many of you know God sent you here? I said, how many of you know that God sent you here? That's why you are not one of the multitudes. The multitudes are right now on the streets. The disciples are inside. Somebody say amen. Amen. Men of God, God knew you before he called. He marked you that you could face the storm. Even when you cry loud and about to die, he who called you will stand in the way. Sometimes the wind gets so fastidious that when we see Jesus, we think he's a ghost. That's mine. I have seen many ghosts several times. And I love this part of it. The Bible said, when Peter finally saw Christ, he said, if it be thou, bid me come. And Peter jumped down and walked towards him. But midway, he began to sink. This is the only English in the Bible that I'm going to tell the writers to correct it when we get to heaven. You and I have begun many times to sink, but we've never sunk. Are you hearing me? Anyone that God has given grace to begin to sink when Jesus is around will never sink. I wish you are hearing what I'm saying. You can only sink when Christ is far away. When Jesus asks you to jump down, you may begin to sink, but you never sink. God told us, build me a cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Build me houses for the needy. Turn Chapel Hill around. Do a work in Georgia, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Join hand with a constraining master. Resign from being one of the multitudes. Join the one that God is telling today. Get to the boat. Let's go over to the other side. This ministry has just started. Bigger school is coming. Bigger churches are coming. We can't sink when we have not reached the other side. Therefore, you may cry and die if you like. No man that God sent to the other side sinks mid-sea. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Sit down. Sit down. I said, sit down. There's no man that God told go to the other side that goes under. You can never go under when you are going over. Jesus said, go over. Everybody say over. To the other side. In your effort to go to the other side, at midway of your vision, expect the wind. Expect the storm. But ask yourself these 5 questions. Why has the wind come against me? Many times, the devil wants you start to think you are doing the wrong thing. I know you and I are almost the same, Bishop. The greatest time I get God's visitation in my life is storm time. When I have storms, I see God. Why do we see storms midway? Number one, the devil wants to give us distraction. He wants to distract you from where you are going. He wants to tell you you are doing too much. He wants to tell you you are too much in hurry. The devil forgets that God told you whatever you find to do, do it quickly. If he can distract you, he can direct you. Did you hear me? I said, did somebody hear me? If the devil can distract you, he can direct you. But if you do not allow him to give you distraction, he will never give you direction. Is somebody hearing me this morning? God is saying, yes, there is storm. Yes, there is wind. But look out for Jesus. He's coming to me in the midst of my storm. Reason number two. Why the devil brings storm midway is to force you to lose sight of where you are going. He knows that when storm comes, you are going to panic. He said, I said, oh God, you are going to say, oh me. And oh me never brings result. Amen does. I say amen does. Amen is better than oh me. Oh God is better than oh bank. God, you heard that. The cameraman heard that. God is with you in the face of all storms. Five reasons why the devil brings storm. At midway. Number one, to cause distraction. Number two, to force you lose sight. Number three, to give you choice to turn back. And faith tree, faith way, have no backward steps. When you choose to go with God, the ladder he places you have no downward steps. You didn't hear me. I have had more opportunities to quit the ministry than anyone on earth. Every time I finally say, yeah, that's all I'm waiting for. This is the last straw that broke the camel's back. God says to me, where's the camel? Too far. Remember, you are midway. If you take the same energy to go back as to go forward, say midway. Do you hear what I'm saying? Midway. If you are midway, think. Midway. Midway. Coming from there, going here, midway. Now the devil said, go back. Measure the trip again. Say midway. Instead of using the last energy to go to where I'm coming from, why not use the same energy to go to where I'm going? Thank you. One person heard it there. Forward is a call to the church. Forward is the voice of God to the church. If the devil asks you to come back, tell him it's too late. Everyone says it's too late. I know too much now to go back. No going back. Say no going back. Why are not going back? Pastors not going back. Church not going back. Hallelujah. Don't go back. Because you are midway. Reason number four. While the devil challenge you midway is for you to think you miss God. I'm not sure it's God who asked me to build this big cathedral. We are right in where we are. Why building millions and millions when nobody was complaining? When you say that, you forget you have done the seeming impossible. When man said it could not be done, God says it can be done. You didn't miss God. You missed the devil. Is because it's alive. A dead job doesn't face trouble. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Every time people come to me, they say, Papa, Papa, I need prayer. I say, what for? They say, I'm passing through trouble. I say, go ahead. I say, son, that's the right word. Go through. Go ahead. If you are passing through, go on. You heard what I said. I said, you heard what I said. How many of you have been passing through trouble? How many of you have passed through trouble? That's the gift of God. To pass through and not die is good. Hallelujah. Oh, yes! Pass through! That's why the Bible says if you pass through fire, if you pass through the waters, you will not die. I see a new church coming forth. Devil, watch out. If you think you've ever seen anything, the best is yet to come. So, hallelujah! Number five, while the devil wants you to face down in the middle of the sea is so that you pay no cost. You pay no price. People who are not willing to pay any price for the gospel, we have no crown. If Christ be God, where's the artist? Write it for me. I want it somewhere in this church. If Christ be God and died for me, no price is too much for me to pay for him. Faith is not Christian lotto. It's not Christian lottery. It's not gambling. Faith is life. And my Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. And Paul says, I fought a good fight. God wants you to pay a price of appreciation. When you swim out of trouble, that's a price. When you give tithe and offering, that's a price. When you work for the kingdom, that's a price. When you join God doing something, that's a price. Somebody say hallelujah. When my daughter came out just now among the team that won, that fought for championship, my heart was delighted. Many want to win without fighting. Champions are those who fight. Winners are those who took part in something. Ruth is getting scholarship to read law because she jumped up and put something in the basket. I didn't know how to jump, or Ruth to jump. She's brilliant in class and good in sports. Nobody says I win when you fight your battle. Don't make Christianity too cheap. I pray people hear what I'm saying. I'm flying back to Florida to fly back to London tomorrow because God asked me to come and tell you what I'm telling you. Don't be distracted. Don't lose your vision. Don't turn back. You haven't missed God. Pay some price and your sheep will not sink.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Finally. Oh God. Finally. Jesus appeared. Walked on the water that was tossing them. The Holy Spirit told me this morning, every wave that took you up, God is going to put his leg on it. Somebody hearing what I'm saying? Make it a personal covenant for yourself. Every storm that lifted your ship up, God is going to put his leg on top of that water. Are you hearing me? Jesus is coming towards you. One day, my bishop, I was in a 7-day prayer and fasting. The last day, I lay flat on the floor in tears. I said, God, all other churches that started before us, the press doesn't say anything about them. They don't make any noise about them. They go on air and say, good memorial service was held in the church yesterday. I said, but for us, they write against me. They talk against me. And I heard God say, do you want to be like them? I said, yes, Lord. He said, you didn't hear what I said. Do you want to be like one of them? I said, excuse me. He said, dead hand
Do not hatch fresh eggs. Dead hens don't hatch fresh eggs. He says, show me one ministry in Africa that has established 6,814 churches in 17 years. Show me one church that have got 7 million members in 17 years. The day you are free from trouble, be ready to wear your crown. And he said, are you ready? I said, no, sir. How many of you want to die this morning? I can kill you right now. Is there anybody who wants to die this morning? Raise your hand. Let me kill you right now. God said to me, at every stage of the ministry, when storm come, look out for me. I'm coming to you and not the devil. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
What are you facing this morning? Do you have any crisis in life? The master that steals the tempest is coming. Jesus, the stealer of the tempest, the quencher, a big storm is on the way to you. The tempest will not last. Day will not break before your storm stops. It's going to stop. And the Lord said to me, do you want to be like them now? I said, no, sir. He said, go forward. Everybody say, go forward. I have been United States now 2 weeks. I'm going tomorrow. I've got telephone call 9 times from the governor. And 3 presidential candidates have booked appointment with my secretary to see me when I arrive. Because I did not die midway. Presidents don't give certificate to churches that die. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at verse 31 with me. Immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Stand up with me. I don't know why you left home. But God brought you here. I say God brought you here. Every storm in your life, every wave in your life, I can see God stretching his hands and saying to you, I'm with you. I'm with you. Say with me, God is with me. Say it again. I'm not sinking.
I'm rising up.
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 Make it your song from today. My ship is not sinking. I'm rising up. I have wondered many times. The water was below Jesus' feet. He was walking on the water. Why did the water not toss him? Hear me, hear me. The wave tossed the sheep. Jesus had no sheep. Why did the wave not toss him? He's a master over troubled water. And the master of the troubled water is the one that gave you this assignment. Yeah. Yeah. He gave you this job. He called you. Yes. The water was getting up. Don't complain. Every water in your life have right to rise up. But the man who sent you on an errand, he's going to put his leg on top of it. He's going to say to every wave, see, my servant, I sent him to the other side. And I'm going to meet him in the middle of the sea. Somebody say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Come on, Bishop. To go back. You've known too much to go back. The master is too close to you now to turn to the storm. Turn to him with your tempest. And my Bible said, and they arrived. Everybody said they arrived. Say it louder. God never sends you in an errand you will never arrive. So, we still need some millions to finish the cathedral. We will arrive. The wind will soon cease because Jesus. I said Jesus is stretching his hands to you and to me. Heaven have just responded. I see with my two eyes your marriage storm ceasing, your business storm ceasing. And I want to plead with you, sir. Please, this is my application. Don't let these saints agree that there is recession. God told me, only those who turn their back to God have recession. We, say we, have God who supplies all our needs according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah! Mm-hmm. No recession. No recession. The world have recession, but the saints have reservation. My God and your God asked me to tell you, change your mouth, bless yourself, call to be the things that be not, as if they were, and it shall be so. The righteous and the unrighteous are not the same. He that keepeth Jerusalem is watching over you. The sparrows still have food. The lilies of the valley still have food. And your God will supply your needs. I want all of you there to come here with me. I want all of you there to come here with me. We are going to pray agreement prayer. The storm is over. I said the storm is over. Join hand with someone there. Your sheep shall arrive. Every sickness and disease in your body, it's destroyed by the hand that God stretched. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Sickness, leave now. Pain, go now. Disease, leave now. Fear, go now. In the name of Jesus, come out. Right now. Right now. Right now. Whom the Son of God set free is free indeed. In the name of Jesus, your head is healed, your eyes healed, your neck healed, your chest healed, your womb healed, your feet healed. In Jesus' name, you are healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, ribaba hakelabo, celebro, ekelabo, mabababororo. Heal, 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 heal. You are set free in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services, inspirational, world-class production.
For devil's children to kneel before you. What you find on earth can be found in heaven. If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven.
faith.
Please plead with you sincerely from the depth of my heart. Please reject slavery. If any man try to force you to think back, tell him, forgetting the things that are past, I press forward. Point your hand, say, I press forward. Vote for righteousness. Die back in light than to be promoted in darkness. Did you hear what I said? When you support light and they kill you, be happy you died for light than to have promotion in darkness. How many will say amen? For hundreds of years, our people were told back home, be satisfied at where you are. When God raised me, said, challenge that. The man that asks you to be happy that you are a slave is a killer. A man that tells you to be happy that he's going to give you loaf of bread does not believe in tomorrow. And you must do, I repeat, do your utmost best to fight whatever will refer your mind backward. The God of peace himself give you peace himself, always by himself, by all means by himself. One day before I left, and God said, you are going to Atlanta. Go to your brother. Go to the saints to remind them my assignment. The church is on assignment. Unless you know this, except you understand that you are making a statement here, you are giving a witness, you may think you are a church member. If God was looking for church members, he had enough churches. Every vision that God gives is challenged at me. But thank God! Thank God! In the mystery of our lives, Jesus appears. No wave, no storm is too much for you, for Jesus not to appear.
Jesus.
See a light breaking through the clouds. Jesus is not far away.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services, inspirational, world-class production.
And listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now, and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America, or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed. Shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your word. I love you, and God truly bless you.